At Royal Tire and Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire and Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Monday, July 15th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'll be continuing to send out this screenshot of Congress Jack Bergman's contact information. Got a text message from, Joe, I believe, in Wolverine. Called them all, Randy, all the numbers, actually talked to someone on two of the numbers. So greatly appreciate that, Joe. Very simple statement, very simple text message, very simple email. I demand that you, Jack Bergman, investigate the head of the Secret Service. What did she know? When did she know it? Did she actually tell the Secret Service sniper to stand down, not to engage? This guy claims he had him in his sights for 3 minutes, 180 seconds. Saw him fiddling with his rifle, adjusting his scope. Folks, a bullet grazed his ear. Stop and think about that. We even had the media try to spin it that it was part of the teleprompter's glass that was hit, and the glass is what cut his ear. No, sorry, those teleprompter screens were completely intact. I've watched the video. The shooter did not hit the teleprompter. It wasn't glass that hit Trump's ear. It was a bullet. It's that simple. Yeah, Gene, you put Jack Bergman. I don't need the Bergman. Let me see if this will work. Okay, Jack worked. Okay, just text me Jack, and I'll send you the numbers. Text his cell phone. Kim, those are too long. You cannot give me that long a text message during the show. You got to be more pithy, to use a Bill O'Reilly term. Not going to read it. Too long. Moving on. One of the things you have to look at, if we don't get our congressman, if we don't get the U.S. House of Representatives, if we don't get the Speaker, Mike Johnson, to demand this woman come to the Hill, get sworn in under oath, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and ask these questions, shame on us. Shame on Jack Bergman. Donald Trump has endorsed Jack Bergman. At a minimum, for that endorsement, he should investigate. If we tell him we want you, we demand that you investigate, he will. Folks, he's begging for your vote on August 6th. He will do anything we ask of him right now. Are you kidding? 12 days before early voting starts. absentee ballots are in people's possessions right now. The fun shoot, pig roast, U.S. Senate shoot vote is the day the 9 days of early voting starts. Do you know you can go and vote that Saturday, a week from this Saturday? You can go and vote and come to our event. That's how early the 9 days of voting is. It goes through Sunday, August 4th. They shut it down Monday the 5th, and the election day opens, the polls open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on August 6th. I'm voting in person at 7:37 p.m. I have a reason for it. I want to see if somebody claims that they voted for me. I'm a high propensity Republican voter. They know it. If I haven't voted by 7:30 with my own wife on the ballot for Antrim County Clerk, they may get somebody to vote for me. I want to see when I go there, oh, sorry, Randy, you've already voted. What? No, I haven't. I want to see if they claim that somebody voted for me. Okay, here we go with a long, extended answer. This comes from Tom Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing. I talked to someone at Jack's office and was told that they are following protocols. It only happened on Sunday. Like, I didn't know that, in parentheses. But they're getting all the facts in. However, I felt like I was just being blown off. I talked with a staffer in D.C. and only got a voicemail in Traverse City. That comes from Officer Rick. Ms. P says, I'm going to send him an email as well. Texted his cell phone. More people need to text his cell phone. You've got the number there. All you got to do is pull up a text message, put in the phone number. I'm going to give it out right now. 906. Of course, it's a UP number. 250-3735. 906-250-3735. I demand that you investigate the head of the Secret Service. That's the message. I demand it. You can take your protocols and shove them. I don't want to hear about protocols. I don't care about protocols. I want to see a press release today that the congressman is calling for an investigation into the head of Secret Service. When did she know that this sniper, Secret Service guy, had this guy, this shooter, the assassin, in his sights for 3 minutes? Did she, in fact, tell him to stand down, not to engage? Is that what the message was to him? Wait until he fires? Okay, I'm going to tell you how I would have done it. I'll tell you exactly. I'm that sharpshooter, Secret Service. I got a tripod, firearm, scope, ready to go, right on the guy's head, right on his eyeball. I would have the scope set up in a way that I could see a muzzle flash. As soon as I see the very first trigger pull, I'm putting a bullet in his eye. He might have got one shot off. Reports are there was more. Wait until fired upon? Wait until he shoots? No problem. He might have got one shot off. One. He wouldn't have got the second one. I don't care how fast he can pull the trigger. I can pull my trigger just as fast. And I can guarantee the sharpshooter for the Secret Service had a bigger cartridge than what this kid was shooting, probably .223s. I'm sure this guy was shooting 40 cal or bigger. 40 cals travel at about what, 4,500 feet per second? Yeah. He might have got one muzzle flash off, and then that would have been it. I would have sent him straight to hell. Absolutely. Clayton says, are you sure he hasn't gotten a new cell phone number? No, he hasn't gotten a new cell phone. How would I know that, Clayton? How would I know that? I have texted him in the past. He gave me Bart Stupak's number. He's not going to change his number. Are you kidding me? Really? This guy's going to send me a money request during my show. Okay, this is a big stop and a block. 602 area code. Man, I hate those guys. Yes, that's the phone number. 906-250-3735. Just sent a text to his phone. Good. Perfect. Well, the show is going to repeat every 3 hours. So if you're listening this afternoon on the stream player on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, text me, Jack. I don't care what time of day it is up until midnight tonight. Text me, Jack. I'll send it to you. Text his cell phone. I demand that you, Jack Bergman, investigate the head of Secret Service. Send an email, leave a voicemail, do whatever you want. Jim Proctor said, I had to leave a message. Good, that means we're blowing up their phones and people are calling them. They're on the line. Jim in Toledo. Okay, let me get this straight. Their policy is let the shooter get his shot off, kill the president, then kill the shooter. That's what the information is that this guy, Jonathan Willis, put out there publicly. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the instructions he claims he got from the high up echelon of whoever was in charge of the Secret Service detail on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Stand down, do not engage. Not until fired upon. That's what he was told. He ignored orders and took him out. Shooter should never been allowed to get within 600 yards of Trump with a firearm, period. Absolutely. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, if you would like to contact Congressman Jack Bergman, text me Jack. I'll send you the contact information. I got confirmation from somebody that Jack Bergman's cell phone is working. He called and got his voicemail. So that cell phone, Clayton, is his cell phone number. And it's working. Again, if you'd like to attend our Pig Rose Fun Shoot, text me PIG. I'll send you the flyer and the link to the website acconservatives.org to buy your tickets. All you do is click on the yellow donate button. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. Bring the kids. Bring the grandkids. 5-year-old, 12-year-olds are going to be taught how to shoot a .22 handgun and rifle. Thanks to Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, and others. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, he will be there to look at your firearms. You got something you haven't used in a while? Bring it. He'll look at it, give you an appraisal, trade it in on another firearm. Sell it outright. Maybe you want to buy more ammunition. Well, him and Brett Gooding will be buying firearms at this event. Lastly, this is going to change the campaigning of Joe Biden. I got a text message. This comes to us from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt could force Biden to limit new aggressive campaign. Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump is expected to put Joe Biden and his campaign even further on the back foot, curtailing their messaging, transforming a race which Biden has already perceived to be faltering. Biden will likely not be able to message as aggressively as usual, particularly on Trump's supposed threat to democracy. while Democratic strategists predict that the former president will get a polling boost from the shooting, as well as this week's Republican National Convention, where he will formally accept the GOP presidential nomination. Fundamentally altering the campaign dynamic comes amid a broader Democratic reckoning over Biden's place atop the 2024 ticket. A debate that might only be temporarily paused, After the Trump assassination attempt, Biden's campaign has already announced pauses on ads, events, and attacks. Quote, it makes Biden's path even more challenging since it makes it more difficult for him to highlight the risks that Trump poses, especially in the short term, said one source familiar with Biden's campaign strategy. The shooting, which injured Trump in his right ear and led to the death of both the shooter and one rally attendee, is formally being investigated as an assassination attempt, heightening the tenure of the already... That doesn't even make sense. This is an AI computer generated story from ABC. Heightening the tenure of the race. That adjective they use doesn't work. After the president's shaky debate performance last month, his campaign began rolling out a more aggressive campaign strategy, flying Biden out to key swing states at a rapid pace and having him actually sit down for unscripted interviews with the media. That's a bald-faced lie. Biden gets every single question in advance. There's no unscripted interviews. If he is, Biden, come on my show. Let me ask you some unscripted questions. Sorry, Trucker, I can't hear you. We're having technical difficulties. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm going into... Okay, bye. Click. Yeah. Campaign official told ABC News that Biden's team is pausing all outbound communications and working to pull down our television ads as quickly as possible. Internal memo sent by the campaign leadership obtained by ABC News asked staffers to refrain from issuing any comments on social media or in public. Vice President Kamala Harris postponed her visit on Tuesday to Palm Beach County, Florida, Trump's backyard. She was going to talk about abortion rights, according to a campaign official. Yesterday, Sunday, Biden urged unity after the shooting, saying he was grateful that Trump was safe. Yeah, like you really mean it. Text me Jack. I'll send you his contact information. Text me Pig. I'll text you the flyer and the website. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Crawford County moderating a candidate forum. That's Tuesday night. If you'd like that information, text me Crawford. I'll text you the information. They're going to have a endorsement convention on Wednesday based on the responses from the candidates tomorrow night in Crawford. Text me Crawford, I'll send you the information. Pig and Jack. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
At Royal Tire and Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire and Petoskey.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or you.